Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Latte of Heaven.
Title my fans or clients then I will actually give a free reading to the person whose name I choose. And let me tell you, so far there have been some really, really creative ones. I'm having so much fun looking at what you guys are coming up with. Some of them are funny. Some of them are cute. It can have to do with my last name, which is Hebner, or it can have to do with my first name, which, of course, is Melissa. And as you know, this show is called Latte of Heaven, so it could definitely be something along those lines as well. You can really be as creative as possible, and the more creative you are, the more, I guess, the more catchy it will be, the more it will make it easier to kind of get some of these projects off the ground. And one of the amazing things about the project is it's such a big ripple effect. It's not as much about getting me out there and getting my story out there as it is I really, really want to help people. And there's different areas of serving that I'm extremely passionate about. So any kind of revenue that I would make would go back into, like, children's cancer research, domestic violence, helping children in that area, because that's also where I specialize, and also with children with autism. So it's really about serving on a larger scale. And so that's why I'm asking you guys to just be creative and help in this process, because I really want to create that ripple effect that can help people worldwide who's going through some of the struggles of being human by looking at them from a more spiritual perspective. Don't know about my book. It's actually called My Life with Robin. And what's really interesting about it is it tells the story of how my spiritual path started from a very young age of 4. But the story is actually narrated by my guide, Robin. I channeled her or connected with her very strongly for about 8 months. And she dictated the story. And not all of you know, but I have faced many, many trials in my life. And so whether you've had relatives that have had an issue with addiction, whether you've been in any type of abusive situation, financial struggles, issues, all of those kinds of things are addressed in the book, but with humor and helping to look at those issues or concerns from a more spiritual perspective. Some of the stuff is definitely hard to read, if you know me, because you see how difficult some of the things were, but I always try to put humor in it, like I mentioned, and, you know, there's really good tools about how to think that you might be facing. And I've said this a couple times, I'll say it again. One of the things that I'm most proud of about the book is there is a love story in it. So there's a big, strong love story about the connection with my first love, who actually taught me what love was all about and romance. And I address, like, intimacy and what happens with people spiritually when that happens and when it's a soulmate or a twin flame connection. So there's some juicy stuff in there, too. Most people say that once they pick it up, they can have it finished in a night or 2 days at the most. Very quick read. So if you're interested in that, check it out. But most importantly right now, if you can come up with any names for you guys, for my supporters, that would be a huge help, and you have a chance to win a free 30-minute reading with me to be booked as soon as possible. And you can put your ideas for that, as I mentioned, on YouTube. My YouTube channel is M, like my first name, and then Hebner, which is H-E-V as in Victor, E-N-O-R, 9-4. And if you go on there, you'll see my different videos, which is called Psychic in Your Pocket, and I will do, I guess you call it a vlog, a video vlog, answering your spiritual questions. But I'm also starting to make it really fun and kind of giving you the inside scoop of what it's like to be a psychic and be a medium, not just, you know, when I'm working with clients, but everyday things that you might not otherwise think of, like For instance, yesterday I did a psychic in your pocket about what it's like to people watch as a psychic or a medium. It's a little bit different from your typical people watching because usually I'm in that vibe to connect in order to prepare for readings. And so when I'm in that heightened energy, then it allows me to really see people's auras. So even strangers that walk by, I can see a little bit of a blueprint, so to speak, of what's going on in their life. So I talk about that in the video. And, of course, I don't tap into anyone's energy without getting permission. But when I'm in that zone, that energy zone, I can definitely see a bit of an outline of maybe what they've been doing or if they're being honest about something or not. So it's a fun video. I hope you'll find them really humorous as well as educational. And if you haven't subscribed to that, please do because choose 2 subscribers from YouTube for a free email reading and then 1 subscriber or follower from Twitter. And my Twitter is also M. Hevner on Twitter. So I wanted to fill you guys in on that, and I'm going to continue to put more videos up every day, so there'll always be something interesting to take a look at or learn a little bit about. Now, tonight I also wanted to talk about something called a labyrinth. Many of you may have heard of it. It's actually, it looks like a maze, but typically the traditional labyrinth is not the maze where you can find different ways to get to a certain destination or to get out. A labyrinth is actually a pattern, but there's only one pathway that actually leads to the center of it, which would be kind of your destination, but they're usually circular, which means it's a continuum. And in pop culture, they've really become popular for symbolizing your spiritual journey. And they're often used actually in rehab centers and meditation centers because they do symbolize that continuum of life. And they symbolize also that you can get off the path, but somehow spirit usually will drag you back or God will drag you back on path once you've gotten off of it or maybe, you know, got a little lost for a while, but eventually we get back on that path. And if we continue to grow spiritually, then we hit that nirvana or we hit that utopia, kind of the highest level of spiritual evolution. And so the center of the labyrinth is considered to be that point. And the idea is that there's only one path to get there, but whatever path it is that works for you or resonates with your energy will get you to that point that you want to be in as long as you treat yourself with care and try as much as possible to project love and self-care for others. And I'm actually bringing this up because I was lucky enough today to work with some teenagers, and occasionally with teenagers, you know, there's issues of trying to figure out who you are, what you want to believe, what your value system is, sometimes issues with addiction. And I had a picture of it on Instagram of a labyrinth that I used to have as a wall hanging, but today it's actually cold for this Florida girl. It's like 40 degrees, so I was wearing it as a scarf. But I used it to show each of the young men that it doesn't matter if you get off the path. Some of our best learning is while we stray or while we are a little bit lost because it brings us back to center. The important thing is that we realize at some point that we are kind of off course and that we have the ability to get back on track. On track that will get us where we need to be as far as growing spiritually. And they just love this idea because it's the idea of really finding your own path and doing what's right for you and that there's no wrong answer as long as your intention and your heart's kind of in the right place. And then it got us talking about New Year's resolutions. Now, I don't know about you guys, But usually about this time, I find it hard to stick to my New Year's resolutions